Twilight Whispers by Barbara Dolinsky to DHG, Historical Consultant, Sounding Board, Dad, with thanks and love. Chapter 1. The intense heat sent rivulets of sweat trickling down Robert Kavanaugh's neck. He skimmed them away with the palm of his hand, perversely satisfied that he wasn't the only one suffering. The members of the media contingent around him were just as hot. Shirt backs were damp. Cameramen lowered their equipment from time to time to wipe their eyes and cheeks with their sleeves. More than one reporter fanned himself with his notebook. But this was no press conference. With the bodies packed into a small room made stifling by the heat of television lights. It was a funeral beneath a blazing July sun, a funeral that attracted as much public attention as the announcement of a new presidential candidate would have done. When it came to the Whites and the Warrens, anything attracted attention. That might have galled Kavanaugh under other circumstances, but it didn't bother him now. The press pack was his cover. Standing among them on a grassy knoll, overlooking the crowds of mourners, he was as inconspicuous as a detective lieutenant in the police force could hope to be. His street clothes helped, but then he hadn't been in uniform for years. It seemed like years since he had felt this kind of drive, too, as though everything that had come before in his career had been in preparation for the investigation he was about to lead. Vengeance was a powerful motive, ugly in its way, but sweet, oh so sweet in anticipation. Kavanaugh's sense of anticipation had been growing ever since that fateful moment, 36 hours before.